This goes to Dr. Freestone. Leave the fax blank, and Dr. Peter Liu, LIU, fax 989-629-8226, regarding his first name is capital L, capital G, Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N, date of birth 4/15 of 1970. Dear doctors, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Osborne, who was seen in Alma Hospital January 25th of this year for abnormal kidney function. And he'd had 1 year of progressive renal dysfunction or worsening, and it was thought to be related to recurrent episodes of urinary tract infection, stones, obstruction, and pyelonephritis. The kidney stone was isolated, and it was 100% calcium oxalate. And he does see Dr. Peter Liu, LIU, and all stents have been removed. However, he continues to have repeated urinary tract infections, and many times he requires IV antibiotics to eradicate them due to resistance. So he has been referred to the infectious disease specialist, Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A, and he'll see him next week. And he does continue to follow with Dr. Liu for evaluation of dysuria, painful urination, cloudiness, and strong odor in the urine. And they are going to contact, the patient is going to contact Dr. Liu today to see if he would like to do a urinalysis and a culture and sensitivity to see if the UTI is back. He has had long-standing insulin-dependent diabetes and the history of pyelonephritis. He's had some prostate enlargement. He also has anxiety and depression. He has recurrent headaches and a history of seizure order. Speech problems were chronic, but those were present at birth. No history of blood clots in the legs or pulmonary embolism, no stroke, no history of heart disease, no GI bleeding or liver disease. In medications, he has been using ibuprofen, but is rarely being used, and I did caution him to stop this. Tylenol will be acceptable, but not ibuprofen. He's also on amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day, fluconazole is 100 milligram daily, I will spell this, L-E-V-E-T-I-R-A-C-E-T-A-M, 100 milligram, two tablets twice a day, lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, low pressure, 50 milligram twice a day, Novolog regular pen before meals. He takes pyridium 200 milligram three times a day for the dysuria, and Imodium 2 milligram every 4 hours as needed for diarrhea, and Tylenol for pain. Physical exam, weight 123 pounds, pulse is 66, blood pressure 122 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no CVA tenderness, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent. Actually, labs and tests. I have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast done 9-4 of 24, and it appears that he has two small calculi, one in each kidney. They're both 1 millimeter in size, and a small 9 millimeter cyst in the right kidney. Otherwise, the scan is negative. And creatinine levels 9-4-24, creatinine 2.45, estimated GFR is 31, 8-13-24, creatinine 2.87, GFR 25, 3.36 of 24. Creatinine is 1.51. GFR 52, 125, 24. Creatinine 2.55. GFR 29. And other labs, intact parathyroid hormone, that actually was just drawn, and so those results will be pending. CBC, hemoglobin is 11.6, normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium is 140, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide is low at 11. Phosphorus was done 916, that is 4.1. Calcium 9.4. And last urine actually was negative for bacterial growth. That was 9.4 of 24. Assessment and plan, obstructive uropathy with stage, history of obstructive uropathy with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with fluctuating levels, 2, recurrent UTIs, being managed by Dr. Liu, and infectious disease referral is pending, 3, hypertension that is well controlled, and 4, insulin-dependent diabetes. The patient believes that's well controlled also. We've asked the patient to get monthly labs for us. He'll follow up with infectious disease and Dr. Liu for regular care. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.